Karen Madoran lives in Logan, Kansas. Every week, she tells the stories of life on the prairie.
Misguided perception. Ask people from outside Kansas to describe our state, and many would say definitely, it's flat. A drive across western Kansas on I-70 or Highway 54 would support their idea of monotonously level terrain. What folks passing through don't realize is that highway planners intentionally select the easiest route to turn into an interstate or highway. It's cheaper to build and easier to drive. Travelers who never drive the two-lane blacktops that weave one little community to another don't have a clue about our river valleys and rolling hills. The third week in September is a great time to cruise Highway 36 in search of bargains and unusual collectibles. But the real discovery for anyone starting out at one border and journeying to the opposite end are the innumerable hills that make passing slow-moving vehicles a challenge. If that tourist decides to explore Oberlin and stay long enough to walk around town, he or she will quickly discover flat isn't on the radar as a descriptor for this town. It's a great place to work your glutes and strengthen the cardiovascular system. My little town of Logan shares this quality. Getting from my house on the east to the western border requires focused climbing that has me huffing and puffing three-fourths of the way. The bonus is that coming home is downhill. As I'm angling my body to slow myself down on my return, I fantasize how I'd like to let my bike build speed on one long hill that leads to the main street. Unfortunately, it's usually busy, which doesn't bode well for any child silly enough to pull a stunt like that. People visiting Ellis can explore the Irion Hills north of town. Talk about rugged and remote. Eroded channels that shelter coyotes, deer, and bobcat cut through this rise frequently. Sheer drop-offs guide the eye sharply down to a tranquil valley bisected by a meandering stream. Visiting here in fall is like taking a trip to Maine or Vermont to see brilliant gold and russet leaves. Last weekend, a friend gave me a tour of southern Phillips and northern Rooks counties. Nowhere did we find extended expanses of level land. As we drove narrow one-lane roads, I worried about meeting another vehicle head-on at the top of one of the many hills we climbed. Then I wondered how early residents navigated this land in the winter before four-wheel drives dominated the auto market. As we looped our way around a descending hairpin turn, my companion told me how she'd ridden a horse by that site as a child. She said her mount ran away with her and headed directly toward the cliff we were driving past. She was certain she was about to die. Looking at the drop-off, I agreed. At the very last moment, her beast wheeled in the opposite direction, saving both their lives. I'm sure she gained a deeper appreciation for even ground after that experience. None of the places I just described are visible from the interstate. That particular passerby would question my sanity if I tried to tell him or her about our rugged landscape. However, there's no excuse for anyone who calls Kansas home not to explore a bit and find out exactly how unflat our state actually is. Until next time, this is Karen living the good life on the high plains.
Prairie Tales is about the things we cherish, the things that give life meaning. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Karen Madoran and produced by Angie Hayfoy. More Prairie Tales can be found online at hppr.org.